Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, right now, down at Old Del Mar.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And good morning and welcome to a Kentucky Derby edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'm going to be joined by Bob Ike in just a second. We're broadcasting from the Grand Ballroom at the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, where the doors have just opened for their Kentucky Derby viewing party. Lots of people filing in. Had a great crowd at our Derby seminar last night. Looking forward to a great day of racing today. They're already racing at Churchill Downs, getting close to race number four. And I tell you what, the track is muddy right now, but it looks pretty good. And we're going to hope the rain holds off a little bit. And we'll see what happens there. But as far as things go for racing today at Santa Anita, we have an early first post time, 12:30 p.m. And for those of you looking for a place to watch and wager on the Derby in Santa Anita, all of our satellite wagering facilities are open. First of all, Santa Anita is already open and ready to take your satellite wagers. Obviously, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park is open already. The OC Tavern down in Orange County and out here in Las Vegas, well, they never sleep. So they're always open. That is it. Everybody's all set to go. And to talk about what's happening today and yesterday, let's bring in Bob Bike, our regular partner. Bob, how you doing?
Doing well, John. We had a great seminar last night as well out here at the Rampart with Jake Pribman joining Dwayne Colucci and myself, and really enjoyed it. Went through all the horses, all the video replays, and I had a nice crowd, so I'm sure you guys did as well. And looking forward to a better day today. I can't say my results were not great yesterday on Oaks Day. I think the sloppy yielding conditions, you know, had a lot, hopefully a lot to do with it, because I thought some of the results were a little bit skewed yesterday. So I think the track's going to be in much, much better shape today. As you said, it's muddy, but it's going to go to good, and I would think even fast by Derby time, assuming no more rain. I think the rain is holding off today, and that track dries so fast and so well, and the turf hopes to be in better shape today too. So a much better card, hopefully much better results to look forward to today.
Well, before we start talking Kentucky Derby, let's recap the Kentucky Oaks yesterday, and a longtime Kentuckian, Kenny McPeak, got the job done, and another brilliant ride by an underrated rider in Brian Hernandez. Torpedo Anna gets the money in the Kentucky Oaks.
Yeah, she was really good and just broke well, went to the lead, was pressed down inside, but disposed of everyone, turned away the champion two-year-old filly from last year, Just FYI, who was a distant second, but the winner really came away and proved much the best yesterday. Maybe she moved up on the track, who knows, but she's quality. I think she's only had one defeat in her career, so she is really good. Kenny McPeak with his first Kentucky Oaks win. And as you said, Brian Hernandez is a top-notch rider, flies under the radar, always does a great job. I thought the first two ran well, but Torpedo Anna was really good.
I agree. I thought no excuses for Ways and Means or Just FYI. They had their shots. They took it, and they just weren't good enough on the day. So it'll be interesting to see where Torpedo Anna shows up next. You know, Kenny McPeak is an outside-the-box guy. He's liable to show up anywhere. I know she's not nominated to the Triple Crown, but he said before the race he wouldn't be afraid to take on the boys.
Yeah, well, she acted like she's got that kind of quality. I don't know if this is our strongest crop of three-year-old colts we've ever seen. Maybe the Derby will answer some questions today, but so far, you know, I think it's been a couple horses that have come to the top, and everybody else has sort of just been maybe treading water a little bit. I'm not sure how deep this crop is, but it's always early to say that at this time of the year. Sometimes as they develop and turn into late three-year-olds in the fall, it ends up looking like, well, this is a really strong crop after all. So we'll find out.
Well, let's look at the Derby today, and as opposed to going horse by horse, I think it's just, give me an overview. You've done the seminar over there at the Rampart yesterday. Who do you like, and why do you like the horse you like in the Derby today?
Well, I took a shot as my top pick with number 8, Just a Touch, 10-1 on the morning line for Brad Cox. Now, I don't say that he's the most likely winner in the race, because I really believe if Fierceness runs his race, anything close to what he did in the fourth Derby, gets things going right his way on the front end, breaks well, then I really think Fierceness is going to be extremely tough to beat and the horse to beat and the favorite in the race. Sierra Leone has also got a lot of ability. I worry about him having come from far back, drawn down inside. He's going to have to overcome a lot of traffic. So the two favorites, there's really no knocks on them other than the price. I think Just a Touch is a horse that, you know, is lightly raced. He's got the same pattern as Mage did last year's Derby winner. A maiden win, then they tried him in a couple stakes races. Mage ran second in the Florida Derby in his most recent prep, Just a Touch, second in the Bluegrass. He actually has better numbers on the buyer figures than Mage did at this time. And he's lightly raced for Brad Cox, who, you know, he's won one Derby via DQ, but this is a guy who is going to win a few of them, in my opinion. He's the king of Kentucky. I think this is a lightly raced horse who's tactical. I think he'll be in a good spot turning for home, and I just think he's a little better value. The other Brad Cox, Catching Freedom, wouldn't shock me either as, you know, a little bit of a price potential. Flavian Pratt, who I think has ridden in six derbies, has never been worse than third in the Kentucky Derby. This is the Louisiana Derby winner. He's a late runner as well. If he gets some pace in front of him, he could be dangerous. So I'm going to kind of key around those four. Just a Touch is my key horse. I'm going to hook him up with Sierra Leone, Catching Freedom, and Fierceness. You know, put them together in super and try boxes and hope that my prices run well in here. Just a Touch and Catching Freedom for Brad Cox.
All right, for me, I know we're going to hit touch with everybody, but I like Sierra Leone quite a bit in here, Bob. It's a horse that ran against an extreme inside speed bias when he got beat a nose in the Remsen. He came back this year in the slop, had no pace to chase in the Risen Star, won that anyways. And then over a track at Keeneland where you couldn't pass anybody, he came from May out of it and won the Bluegrass. He's done nothing wrong. He's a big, good-looking $2.3 million yearling. There's got to be pace in the Derby, right? This race doesn't, you don't get a soft pace very often. If they set up a legit pace and a contested pace, this is the horse that's going to come roaring home. I'm going to trust Tyler Gaffleone, who knows Churchill Downs as well as anybody, to work out a trip. He'll probably save some ground on that first turn. If he does, he can go eight wide on the far turn. It doesn't matter. So I look for Sierra Leone to make the last run. We're going to see if, you know, the horse that makes all the sense in the world, Fierceness, he doesn't have to improve to win the race. But what he has to show is that he can run two good races in a row, which he hasn't done yet. If he gets his trip, he's the fastest horse in the race, so we'll see what happens there. I tell you what, one long shot I'm going to use is Domestic Product. I thought that delay at Tampa Bay for the Tampa Bay Derby, they had that tote delay of 40 minutes and a walking pace, 51 and change, 116 for six furlongs, and he got up and won it anyways. And I think you're going to see a lot better race than you saw the Tampa Bay Derby where things just weren't good for anybody. And he's worked well with Sierra Leone, so I'm looking for Chad Brown hopefully to have a big Derby day. If he does, it'll be his first Derby. So Sierra Leone for me. Bob, last week on the radio, you gave out Sunset Glory at 580 at Santa Anita. How about another winner today at Santa Anita?
Yeah, I've been on a little bit of a roll on the radio, John, going for my third straight here. So I'm going to go to the ninth race at Santa Anita. These are maidens going a mile and an eighth on the grass. I'm taking the horse drawn far outside number 12, Indispensable. Now, he had looked like kind of a bust for what they paid for him, $825,000. In his first five races on dirt, he had been pretty disappointing. I thought it was a huge form reversal on the turf last time. And despite stumbling about as bad as you can stumble without the jockey going off, he still was only beaten less than three-quarters of a length flying. I thought he was linked the best that day. Blinkers go on, you get Juan Hernandez today. So I think he found a home on the turf, and maybe he's going to start to reward those owners who paid so much money for him today. So I will go race 9, number 12. Tough post, no doubt about that, going a mile and eighth on the turf. 5-1 under Juan Hernandez. And, John, you gave us a great winner last week in Goldfoot, 2380. Congratulations to you. And I think you're going to give us a couple selections today.
I'll do one at East Track. First of all, let's go to Churchill Downs since they're already underway. Let's go to the Churchill Downs Stakes, race number 10. I like number 4, Mr. Wireless, off a big race at Fairgrounds last time. He doesn't have to have the lead, which is good. There's a lot of pace in here. If he can sit and stay covered up and come finishing at 6-1 on the morning line, I think he's very alive. So number 4, Mr. Wireless, race number 10 at Churchill Downs. And I'm going to go back to Santa Anita today. Fifth race at Santa Anita, number 6, O.K. Rose, comes off the layoff for trainer Pete Erton. This is a filly that has already proven she can handle routing on the grass, drops in for a claiming price. And she's been out working a horse named Eastern Ocean, an older horse who came back to win yesterday. So that's a good sign. I think everything points for a good comeback run today. Number 6, O.K. Rose, 3-1 on the morning line, race 5 at Santa Anita. Bob, we're going to let you head out of there. I know you got a lot of things going on at the Rampart. We'll handle things here from the South Point Ballroom. Enjoy the day. Say hi to our buddy Jay Pribman, and we'll catch you tonight at dinner.
That sounds good. Let's hope we all have something to celebrate tonight and have a good dinner and recap the day and not too many tough beat stories. That's what we don't need, John.
No, we don't want the tough beat stories. Let's have celebrations. And remember, winner buys.
Absolutely. We'll see you tonight. Thanks, John.
All right, that was Bob Eich. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Bob Mazursky. He'll look at the stakes race at Whittingham at Santa Anita, and we'll get a Derby pick from him, as well as Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Got John Hardoon in the house here sitting with me, and he'll be on later on in the show. He's keeping track of what everybody's doing here on the selections at Santa Anita and Churchill Downs. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, today is the fabled Run for the Roses. In SoCal, there's no better place to watch and wager on the Kentucky Derby than right here at Santa Anita Park. We have a great day at the track as well, with 11 live races and plenty of entertainment like the Californian Vintage Motorcycle Show and the wildly popular Michelada Rumble. Both are held in the infield along with live music and a family fun zone. On the track side, we'll have a fashion show and contest, and we will be offering a special Derby Day package that includes admission, a program, parking, and a collector's item t-shirt featuring Santa Anita Derby winner Stronghold. Details are on santaanita.com. That t-shirt will also be available for sale at the First Bet Information Center for $20. Come out and root on the hometown favorite in the biggest race of the year on a very big day here as well. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the Kentucky Derby simulcast and fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds and cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, and the Northern California Fairs. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all of the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact the CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, and let's go ahead and talk about our Cowbred of the Week. This was an easy call for me. The Cowbred of the Week, the Chosen Vron, winner of the $100,000 Kona Gold Stakes last Saturday. The Chosen Vron is by Vronsky out of the Tis Wonderful Mare Tis Molly. It was bred by the Tis Molly Partners. Is owned by Cruel Jack, Sondricker Racing, Fetkin, and Thornburg. Trained in masterful fashion by Eric Cruel Jack. The Chosen Vron now has 17 lifetime wins, including 16 stakes from 22 starts, earnings of over $1.359 million. my favorite horse at the racetrack in Southern California, the Chosen Braun, our cowbred of the week. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and that is Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. And Bob, you know, the question of the day is for everybody, who do you like in the Derby?
For all the same reasons, Sierra Leone. I've just been so impressed with his races to close the way he did in the Bluegrass. You know, that's no easy feat at Keeneland to come from behind, and he had no pace, as you mentioned, in the race in Louisiana. So I think he'll be very tough. I'm not worried about the post with him. He's a closer. He's going to drop back, and then he'll just leave it up to the rider to try to find the trip. And I think if he's within range at the quarter pole, I think he's got the best finish, so I like him quite a bit.
Let's hope we're right there. I agree with you 100%. Now, they're not just racing in Kentucky today. Santa Anita has an 11-race card that starts at 12:30. The feature race today there is the Grade 2 Charlie Whittingham. That's a mile and a quarter on the grass. And a couple of new shooters in the usual suspects in this turf race. The morning line favorite at 5-2 is number 5, Planetario. How do you see the Charlie Whittingham?
Yeah, I think it's a very wide-open race. You know, I think it could go a lot of different ways. I ended up picking awfully nutty in the race. He won this race a year ago. I thought he ran okay in his comeback race. I think he'll move forward off it. I like that Juan Hernandez is riding him back. And you have to respect Planetario. He's going to be happy not to see Mr. Cut again after chasing him a couple times. Even Prince Obama on his best day, I think it's good enough. He's won it a mile and a quarter. There's Phoenix, good bounce back. So I think it's a very wide open race. I'm going to spread it in the whatever exotic red play there, but I like number one, Awfully Naughty, at a price.
I thought it was interesting that Juan Hernandez stays with Awfully Naughty, jumps off of the horse he rode in the Breeders' Cup, Gold Phoenix. So interesting move there. As far as our radio play at Santa Anita today, Bob, where did you want to go?
Well, I like Baba a lot in the sixth at Churchill, so that's one horse I really want to focus on at Churchill Downs for Sherry DeVos. The horse is 2-for-2 at Churchill Downs, and I think she'll run really big in the Derby City Distaff. At Santa Anita, I'm also going to go to the sixth race. I like number 5, Bella. She's a veteran mare who I think is coming around. She ran second last time behind Iris Flahini, who's a wind type and who would be odds on in this particular field. The race, I think, should set up well for her because you have a few horses coming out of the 1,000-yard races at Los Alamitos. So I think the pace will be nice. So I like number 5, Vela, in race 6.
So race 6 is Santa Anita, number 5, Vela, and that's 5-1 on the program for Bob Mazursky. And Bob at Churchill Downs goes to the Derby City Distaff, race number 6, which is coming up. And he likes number 10, Vava. So Vela and Vava for Bob Mazursky today. Let's hope the V's are good today, Bob.
Yeah, I agree with you, John. Let's hope so.
All right, good luck today. Thanks a lot, Bob.
You too. Take care.
That was Bob Mazursky, and we're going to bring in our next guest in just a sec. That is going to be Bruce Finkelstein. Want to remind everybody, if you want to play off of your phone, if you're in California today, you can use the DK Horse app. This is an affiliate of DraftKings. You can download the DK Horse app at their website and do it online. You can get a $250 100% sign-up bonus. Deposit $250, get $250. Through if you use the code TVLA, that's for Thoroughbred LA. So if you want to play from home while you're watching the Derby today, sign up with the DK Horse app. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's Bruce Finkelstein from out here in Las Vegas where we're at. Bruce, happy Derby Day.
Hey, good morning, John, and good morning, John Hardoon, also, if you can hear me.
Yeah, we've got John here. Say hi, John.
Thanks. Thanks, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, a couple things. First of all, the question of the day for you. I know you have products out there to sell, but do you have an opinion in the Kentucky Derby?
I do, and it's Sierra Leone. I'm with you on this one. I'm going to ride the hot horse, which is John Lindo these days. You know, I don't see many knocks on this guy. I thought his race, you know, he lost on a speed-favoring track and is only lost by a nose in a great Remsen race, and that was in the mud. You were mentioning, you know, his last win at Blue, you know, with the problem with Keeneland, where, you know, there was a no-passing lane at Keeneland in a lot of the days. Go back and watch the tape of his Bluegrass win. It looked like a mud race if you looked at Sierra Leone. He was splattered with dirt everywhere. So, I mean, he hasn't gotten things his way. He had the kickback all over the place. He overcomes whatever is put in front of him. He can run all day. He can finish. I don't buy the two-post being an issue. We just don't know where he's going to end up. It's a long run to the first turn. Like I said on a previous show, This is not slot car racing. They don't necessarily stay where they start. And we've got an excellent rider in Tyler Gaffalione. He's done nothing wrong, in my opinion, and I think he's built for the mile and a quarter. If he gets the pace, he's the horse to beat. And as far as fierceness, you've got to either love him or hate him today. If you think he's all that, you put him on top and never look back. Or you're in my camp, I think he's beatable. I'm using him nowhere today. I think his best race wins, his worst race doesn't. And if you're going to play exotics, I'd leave him out if you're playing Sierra Leone.
Well, he's that kind of horse. It might be an all-or-nothing kind of horse, and
yep.
We'll see which one shows up today. Bruce, I wanted you to take a look at a race for us on that Churchill Downs card, and that's the race prior to the Derby, the Old Forester Turf Classic. Got a field of 10 in here after the scratch of number 9, Never Explain. A pretty evenly matched field to me, so I need a little help. Who do you like in the Turf Classic?
I'm not going to give you a great price here, but I really like quite a bit the 11, Naval Power, for that man, Charles Appleby. I think if you just bet Appleby blind, you're going to be way ahead of the game. He's done nothing but win since he's run horses in North America, coming from Europe and Dubai. This horse was gelded, coming off a 13-month layoff at Dubai. Go back and watch that race. It was huge. He was on the back part of the field, made a big run in the lane. He was actually bothered. He had his momentum stopped momentarily, but just kept going. Very powerful stretch run. He ran at the Maker's Mile. He shortened up to a mile, which was kind of an interesting call, and he ran against his barn mate, pretty good horse, by the name of Master of the Seas. Here's the problem. Naval Power broke for him in that race, and guess who got a much better start? Master of the Seas, who tucked in behind a slow pace. This horse, Naval Power, had to close from dead last. He tried to ignite between horses, but the winner just had too much for him, had a better trip, and there's no disgrace in losing to him. I think he's facing, an easier group here. He's going to enjoy the added distance. He's a really nice racehorse for Charlie Appleby. If he's anywhere near 7-2, I'm taking it. Race 11, I'd say 11 Naval Power, the horse to beat. Program trading for Chad Brown hasn't been seen since December, but he's a good newly turned four-year-old. He's a little handier than my top choice. He can be a little closer to the pace. Hard to look past anything Chad Brown puts out there, but I'm big on the 11 Naval Power, but I would take a look at the 5 program trading.
So that's the 11 Naval Power, race 11 at Churchill Downs, 7-2 on the morning line. And we got to get a play from California from you. How about, Bruce, the Santa Anita card? Anything there today?
Well, let's go to reality, the 10th race at Santa Anita. Going from these grade 1 races, let's go to a nuts and bolts race. How about that? The 10th race at Santa Anita. The 4 Moby Town has run on grass in his last couple of starts. He's shown a little bit of run. I'm going to disregard. He's back on dirt, basically at the basement level, the 16,000 non-winners, too. Take a look at his maiden 20 back in late March. He won a duel with Carol's Comic. They were well clear of the field. He earned a good number that day. And even his previous second-place finish for maiden 20 wasn't bad while finishing second. I think if he runs anywhere near his better dirt races, I think he's going to be very tough to beat against kind of a hapless field. So in race 10, I like the 4 Moby Town for underrated Giovanni Franco, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
That's number 4, Moby Town. Race number 10 is Santa Anita, and that's for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, what do you have on betonbruce.com today?
So we have the full card, the whole enchilada at Churchill Downs, obviously, with audio. Full card at Santa Anita, late races Aqueduct, some best bets at Santa Anita, and for your listening pleasure, some late races, some races, 4 best bets from Golden Gate also.
Sounds good, Bruce. Enjoy the day. Let's be lucky with Sierra Leone and the Derby today, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You guys have a great day. Take care.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we're going to talk here live with John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, and we'll do a touch base with Toby Calla down in South Florida. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA from the Grand Ballroom at the South Point Hotel right here on AMA 30 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AMA 30.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 Pick 6 promo. We'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of a Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity. Led by fastest qualifier, Fear and Fridays, and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zoomin' On Home. Plus trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record 9th kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the Kindergarten Futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com. From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. We're broadcasting from the Grand Ballroom at the South Point Hotel. The Derby viewing party is underway. If you're out here in the Nevada and Las Vegas Valley, come on over and say hi. Hey, before we get to John Hardoon, who's sitting right next to me here at the South Point, this week it was announced the Ship and Win program at Del Mar is back. So, horsemen, now's the time to go shopping. You get a $4,000 guaranteed check for a shipping stipend when you come in and race at Del Mar, a 40% bonus for horses' purse earnings for every start they make during the Del Mar meet. And I tell you, there's a lot of information about ways to maximize your earning power during Del Mar. You can call David Jerkins in the racing office at Del Mar, 858-792-4230. Take advantage of that. Del Mar doing everything they can to build up the horse population, and we need it. So good for them, and we're looking forward to that. We'll try and participate if we can. Well, John, one guy going for the Ship and Win money is you. You're in from New York. First of all, thanks for coming out. Had a great time last night at the seminar at the South Point, and we've been doing some radio stuff out here with Ralph Sirocco. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. I'm getting tired. It's finally about to hit me. But
I hope I make it through today.
You'll do just fine. We'll get it done. I tell you, the surprising thing to me is, you know, with everything going on, you can watch the seminars on YouTube or our website, thoroughbredla.com. A lot of viewers there. We had a full house in the Grand Ballroom, so and in the Grand View Lounge. There's a lot of interest out here still in horse racing. People think it's dead, but there's a lot of fans.
It's amazing. You know, it's not like there's a superstar in the Derby this year, but everyone's interested, and it's a good thing.
Absolutely, and you see the ballroom filling up, so let's have some fun with that. First of all, I know who you like in the Derby, but the fans don't. Who do you like in the Kentucky Derby?
Well, I agree with everybody and what everyone had to say. Bruce Finkelstein made a great point about fierceness. On his best day, he's the best horse in the race, no question about it. The problem with him is he never runs two races together, and he ran super last time out. Not only that, the pace situation is really going to tell here, and depends how fast they go early. Obviously, on his best day, he's the horse to beat. And take nothing away from Sierra Leone, he's done nothing wrong. The problem with Sierra Leone is he's drawn inside, and he may have to circle 19 horses. So that may not be the easiest thing in the world to do. I took a shot with a price horse. I like the number 7 horse, Anna Marie. I know one thing. He loves Churchill. He's training great coming into the track. He's won there last year. And he's at least some value. He's, I think, 13-1 as we speak. And that's the horse that I would be keying in exactas.
So Anna Marie is number seven on the program in the Derby. I wanted you to look at one of the stakes races later on today, and that's the American Turf. That's the 3-year-old race that I thought endlessly would go in. He's in the Derby instead. So that changes the race to me. And how do you see the American Derby?
Well, I like the Charles Appleby horse, Legend of Time, number 5. Frankie Dettori aboard to ride. I think Appleby's going to have a big day today. Not only that, the way the turf course is, it's going to certainly have given it, and that will only help this horse. He's not a big price. He's 7-2, but I like number 5, Legends of Time, to win this year's American Turf.
Okay, well, I've gotten 2 picks out of you, and I want to see where you want to go for the official radio picks on the day.
Okay, so let's go to Aqueduct and look at race number 7, and I like the number 5 horse in here, Bust and Shout. This is an 8-year-old gelding who was claimed 2 starts back by trainer Wayne Potts. He ran well in his first 2 starts for his new barn. I like the rider switch today to Trevor McCarthy. He's a lot more aggressive than the guy that was riding him. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Bust and Shout, to win today's 7th race out at Aqueduct.
That's the 7th race at Aqueduct. Number 5, Bust and Shout, 6-1 on the program for John Harduna of the Rags and Sheets. And, John, you said you have one more for us.
Yeah, let's look at Santa Anita. Look at race number 7, 1.25 miles on the turf. And I like the number 6 horse in here, War at Sea. This is a 5-year-old from the Ron Ellis barn. He stretches out today to 1.25 miles, but I think he'll handle the distance. You're getting 4-1 on the morning line. Mike Smith aboard to ride. Number 6, War at Sea, wins today's 7th race out at Santa Anita.
So that's the 7th race at Santa Anita. Number 6, War at Sea, 4-1 on the program for John Hardoon. John, what do you have available today at johnhardoon.com?
We have Santa Anita, Churchill, and Aqueduct selections.
Sounds good. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming all the way down here to this.
And, my pleasure.
We'll let you get set up because I know you got some wagering to do, and we do hope you ship and win.
Yeah, and thanks again for last night, and thanks for everyone that came out. It was a terrific show like usual, and I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Oh, we'll see you dinner tonight.
Yes, we will.
Absolutely. That's the best part.
Thank you, John.
Okay, they just ran the 5th race, race number 5 at Churchill Downs, the first grass race of the day, and I wish I had a result for you. I didn't get a chance to see it in the Knicks Go, race 4, wire to wire for the rail horse, and that was, who was the one horse in there?
Was it the 1?
Well, in the Knicks Go, it was the 1, Strong Quality. They're showing the 14 on the gallop out here, and that's who it looks like it was, and the 14 in this race.
Asmussen and Irod Ortiz.
Boy.
Cogburn.
Steve Asmussen wins this race. Cogburn. Irad Ortiz, we had talked about him being a little light on entries today, and here he goes. He's already won a couple. So, Irad, big day. He'll find his way to the winner's circle. All right, John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll see you later on. Let's go ahead and bring in our South Florida correspondent, Mr. Toby Callett. Toby, happy Derby Day. How you doing?
I'm well, John. How about you?
Doing great. A lot of things going on out here. I'm sure you're busy down there in South Florida. I like everybody else, I'm going to ask you, Do you have a Derby selection for the radio?
Well, you know me and Derbies, but my interest is that you notice that the track, main track has been wet and it's going to dry out during the course of the day with no more rain. And I foresee what has happened in the past, that it's going to wind up being a very speed-favoring surface when the Derby itself is run. And I believe the fierceness is doing well. I'm going to go against the every other start factor and look for him to win. I'm going to look at horses surrounding him. There's something of between the 16 and 20 variety come in with the 17 as the key. Lose my number, as they say, because I'm not taking any calls. Because I'll get all the money. I'm very much in favor of, I've seen it too many times in the past, and I believe that by the time the Derby is run, that you're going to get an extremely biased track towards the speed. If I'm wrong, it won't be the first time I was wrong in the Derby.
Well, I can't blame you for that. We just seen a couple of wire-to-wire winners today already on the Churchill Downs main track. Well, you know, such a long time between now and post-time, we'll see if that changes. But right now, I think that's not a bad theory. So we'll leave that as it may. And I know you go all around the country, but I know you did some work at Churchill. I wanted you to look at the Pat Day Mile, which is race number 8 there today. And it's an interesting race to me. And, again, it's a confusing race, so I need a little help here. What did you see as far as the Pat Day Mile?
I think that you and all West Coast followers need no help in here. If Vallejos loses this race, I'll be shocked. He's actually my best play on both yesterday and today's card. With his speed, outside post, I think he's going to get the right tip in here. I don't see any reason why he won't like a little moisture in the track as well. It's hard for me to go past Vallejos in the past 8 miles.
Well, Vallejos is a nice 8-1. He's got a good outside post, so I like that too. That's who I picked, and I know John Hardoon likes the horse too, so let's hope we get the full price there on Vallejos, number 11, race number 8, the Pat Day Mile. You've done the work at Gulfstream Park. All kinds of options there for you. Where do you want to go for radio play?
Okay, so the race 7 is the maiden special weight draft race, mile and a 16th. And in here I like the 2. His name is Linesman. Linesman has not had the best of starts in either race. His last race, definitely, he was pretty much wrapped up and still ran on with tremendous energy, much better than the line shows. Behind him, we're looking at the 1 Devilment, the 4 King D'Oro, and the 10 Super Attentive. 2, 1, 4, 10. I can't tell you when I was planning to make more money than today.
Well, that's number 2, Linesman, over the 1-4-10, race number 7 at Gulfstream Park. Linesman 6-1, or 5-1 on the morning line. And I want to make sure we let people know, last week, Toby, you gave out a cold deck trifecta. You gave out the winner, XY Speed, at 7:40 on the radio. The cold deck exacta paid 17-1. The cold deck trifecta, 182-1. That's some good work, my friend. I want to congratulate you on that, and let's hope we can do it 2 weeks in a row.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that very much.
That was Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Toby, thanks so much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, look forward to it. Bye-bye.
That was Toby Callett. Before we take our next break, let me get in a word for our sponsors at Daily Racing Form. Bet with confidence when you use the Daily Racing Form All Access Pass performances. With one of the best in-class products, you now get all 3 PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF. All Access PPs, go to drfdark.com and try them out today. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Scott Shapiro, see who he likes. He's done a lot of work through the years for Churchill Downs. And we're also going to go down to Los Alamitos, where they're taking the simulcasting. I'm going to see if Michael Rona's got a Derby pick as well. So we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here in the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, today is the fabled Run for the Roses. In SoCal, there's no better place to watch and wager on the Kentucky Derby than right here at Santa Anita Park. We have a great day at the track as well, with 11 live races and plenty of entertainment like the Californian Vintage Motorcycle Show and the wildly popular Michelada Rumble. Both are held in the infield along with live music and a family fun zone. On the track side, we'll have a fashion show and contest, and we will be offering a special Derby Day package that includes admission, a program, parking, and a collector's item t-shirt featuring Santa Anita Derby winner Stronghold. Details are on santaanita.com. That t-shirt will also be available for sale at the First Bet Information Center for $20. Come out and root on the hometown favorite in the biggest race of the year on a very big day here as well. The top jockeys, the top trainers, the Kentucky Derby simulcast, and fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. For those of you who want to hear the archives, we don't mention this enough. You can catch us at thoroughbredla.com. I want to thank all the listeners who tuned in and watched our Derby seminar here at the South Point on our website. And as far as the races go, the Churchill Downs race number 5, that was on the grass, the turf sprint. Number 14, Cogburn wins it at $18.78. So that was the first grass race in the day, 5.5 furlongs and 103.18. So the turf is not far from being firm. So with all the rain they've had there, it's doing pretty well. So far, so good. And one guy who knows a lot about how Churchill Downs plays is our next guest, and that's Mr. Scott Shapiro, who's done a lot of work down there for Twin Spires and at Churchill Downs. And Scott, you know, we've had the rain that we always get off and on during the springtime at Churchill Downs. We had a sloppy track yesterday, started muddy today, but you know as I do, you leave this track for a few hours without rain, it's amazing how quick that main track dries out at Churchill Downs.
It really is, John, and you get worried about it every year, and it's obviously not ideal to have to deal with when you have. It's hard enough to get these races right, but it does oftentimes dry out quicker than we expected. And to be completely honest, I think the give in the turf was probably good for it. I mean, it wasn't a great situation. Maybe the rain helped it a little bit. That was, like you said, a little bit encouraging if we have to be positive about the turf course.
Well, absolutely. And, my question to you, like everybody else on the show today, first of all, who do you like in the Derby?
Yeah, looking forward to it, obviously, like everybody. It's Shearsmith, if he runs his race and has things his way, is the one to beat the fastest races. But I think he's the kind of horse you want to take on in the Derby with all the chaos going around, needing everything to go right. I'm on Just a Touch here as my top selection. I think of the ones I think capable of winning it, he's going to offer the best price. He should get a good trip. He's got a lot of upside coming out of that bluegrass. His first try at T-turn, first try over a fast-moving track at T-turn. Obviously, might get a little given it today, but he proves he can run over that as well. And I do think Sierra Leone is the likeliest to hit the board and is a deserving second choice, if not favorite, in my mind. Obviously, has to navigate a trip from that inside draw, but has been really honest. He's done very little wrong thus far, and I don't have any concerns about him.
So Just a Touch, number 8 on the program. The pick for Scott Shapiro. Scott, you've done the work. I wanted you to take a look at one of the stakes races later on the card for us at Churchill Downs, and that's the Distaff Turf Mile. This is, I want to make sure I get the right race on here. It's race number 7, so it's coming on up.
Yep.
We have 2 late scratches in there, number 8, Heavenly Sunday, and number 10, Infinite Diamond, so a field of 10 goes, and wanted to see who you like in here.
Yeah, it probably goes through Chad Brown, which is not surprising. I think of the three, I think the best likeliest is the European Inboard Coppice. The daughter of Kingman comes in first start in the States, but does look to have a class edge to an extent here for Judmont, Chad Brown, and Frankie Dettori. I think Chili Flag, who's listed as the morning line favorite, is my least favorite of the Browns, with Delahan up and comer. You're looking for a little better offering than Coppice, who I think is the likeliest winner. Number 5, Cairo Consort, I thought ran real well on the turn back last time out. Maybe gets a little bit of pace here. Joel Rosario can finish. And then 12, Mission of Joy. Tough outside draw, but like you mentioned, a couple of scratches will benefit. He's hit the board in both starts at Churchill, and I thought he got pretty much eliminated being caught wide throughout after a slow start. And we saw him last out in Florida in one of those Pegasus races.
So that's number 11, Coppice, 5-1, a nice price there in 7th race today at Churchill Downs, the Distaff Turf Mile. And, Scott, where did you want to go for your official radio play?
Yeah, we'll follow that up. Race number 8, the Pathé Mile. John, one of my favorite races every year. And a lot of it is because we get cut back versus horses maybe that are sprinters stretching out. Well, I'm hoping a lot of the sprinters and the horses that are stretching out go quick early to set it up for the Ohio brand, number 7, Coupe, who comes off a runner-off effort in the Lafayette. Yeah, we didn't get a good setup, but still I thought ran well. Now we get a rider upgrade to Oaks winning rider, Brian Hernandez Jr. Should get a hot pace. I don't think we're going to get 10-1, but I'll go with number 7, Houdé, and the 8, the Pathé Mile.
The Ohio bred, I like it. Number 7, Houdé, 10-1 on the program. Race number 8 today, that's the Pathé Mile, and that's for Scott Shapiro. Scott, I was glad to see you doing a lot of different work there for ExpressBet about things. You were keeping us in the loop all week. Nice job there, and look forward to seeing more of your work wherever you show up.
Appreciate it. Got some things in the works. Excited about things, and really excited for the rest of the day. So have a great day, John, and hope all the listeners have a winning Derby.
All right. Good luck today, Scott. Appreciate it. That was Scott Shapiro. And let's bring in our final guest, as usual, the cleanup hitter, Mr. Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. And they have some rooting interest at Los Alamitos, Michael, because the horse from California, Stronghold, actually got on the Derby trail by getting started with a runner-up finish there at the Los Alamitos Futurity.
Yeah, good morning, John. Spot on, mate. That was the first 2-turn race for Stronghold. He'd gone a mile at his second career start. That was at Churchill Downs, 1-turn mile. So that gave him a taste of the 2-turn caper, and he came up half a length behind Winstock and closed out his 2-year-old campaign with that effort in December, and it stood him in very good stead to then press on for back-to-back victories starting off in the Sunland Derby in February. So, yeah, no doubt that a lot of folk And Los Alamitos would be very happy to see Stronghold in the finish for Phil D'Amato. And, you know, it's probably a nice draw directly outside Fierceness. The favourite should give Stronghold a nice cart across into a handy spot. And the trip might pan out all right for him.
I agree. I think you follow the favorite there. Let him plow the field for you and see what happens. So best of luck there. And, you know, Los Alamitos has a good long-term record. You see horses like California Chrome. I mean, how many of the Bob Baffert horses got started at Los Alamitos? It's been a great place to get the young horses going and last and you know, show their best stuff on the first Saturday in May.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yep, we thoroughly enjoyed the daytime racing when it rolls around at Los Al.
Well, as far as what's going on tonight, you have the La Pacifica handicap, and it goes to the final race on the card. Before I ask you about that, though, with the 11 race card at San Ynez, even though they start a little bit earlier at 12:30, what is the first post time tonight at Los Al?
Yeah, as you would anticipate, it's later than usual. In fact, we get underway at 7:30 tonight for the first of nine races. It's a card that is very heavy towards two-year-olds. We've got six two-year-old races. There were a heap of them last Saturday night as well. As they keep flooding in, this gives them a chance to get a race under their belt prior to the trial to the Ed Burke Million Futurity on Sunday, May 26th. That's coming up in just 3 weeks. And you do need at least one race before you can compete in the trials to the Ed Burke Million Futurity. We have the Kindergarten Futurity final next weekend. That's a grade two. But a lot of these horses were just a little held back in their preparation due to some wet weather and a couple of cancelled cards. And we saw an absolute standout debut last weekend called Norco, who ran faster time than any of the qualifiers to the Kindergarten Futurity. There's a lot of interesting, beautifully bred horses engaged tonight, including a full brother to Apolitical Pence and a full brother to Ed Burke Million winner Party Politics. They knock heads in the first of those two-year-old races tonight, race number two. So keep an eye on these two-year-old races with a view to the Ed Burke Million Futurity trials later in the month.
Well, before I get a radio pick from you, I got a chance to see Norco run, and the way he ran away from his field in the last 100 yards, as these two-year-olds start going further and further, I don't think that's going to be a problem for him.
Oh, no way will that be a problem. He's a full brother to Circle City and Nomadic, a couple of multiple graded stakes winners for the same connections, owner breeder Edel Red and trainer Scott Willoughby. Norco looks an absolute standout, but I tell you what, there's some very impressive gate works on show for some of these debutants tonight. You can catch them all at losalamitos.com.
Well, Michael, where do you want to go for your official radio play for tonight?
Well, I'm actually going to the feature, the La Pacifica, race 9, 350 yards for three-year-old fillies. The morning line favorite is the best credentialed horse in the race, number 6, Check and Cartel, having finished fourth in the 2 million futurity to close out their two-year-old season. But, John, I fancy the chances of the 3-1 second pick on the morning line, number 9, Angel Soul, who started her career later than Check and Cartel, did not debut until October. She actually did finish second in a 2 million futurity trial at start number 2, then ran third in a consolation race for the 2 million futurity. She's a last start allowance winner from the outside post. She's got the outside gate again here. She's only had the 6 start. She's done nothing wrong except when she was out of the money against the boys, having qualified to the final of the Grade 1 Winter Derby. That's the only blot on her copybook. She's an up-and-comer. She's doing everything right, and I think Angel Soul from the outside gate, number 9 in race 9, is the way to go in the future.
That's the ninth race tonight at Los Alamitos, number 9, Angel Soul. That's for Michael Rona. Michael, thanks for all the updates down at Los Al. Good luck to Stronghold. He'll be the pride of Los Alamitos with the win today in Churchill Downs.
Indeed. Thanks so much, John.
That was Michael Rona. Listen, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Michael Rona, Bob Mazursky, Toby Callett, Scott Shapiro, Bob Ike, and John Hardoon right here from the ballroom, the Grand Ballroom at the South Point Hotel. wishing everybody a terrific Derby day. Let's bring the horses back safe and sound. Enjoy your day. Again, Santa Anita open, first race is at 12:30 today, not 1 o'clock, so 12:30. Make plans to be there for the live racing card at Santa Anita. Jake, thanks for the job in the studio there. We appreciate everything you've done. And, guys, have a great race day, and we will talk to you guys next Saturday, tomorrow, 8 to 10, the recap of the Derby with Mike Wilman right here on Thoroughbred LA. Have a great day, everybody.
Waste your time of day, but Mr. Ebb will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and this one will talk till his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.
I am Mr. Ebb.